Welcome to Boxcar English. Where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you.
Get on this train. Let's ride.
I've got another story for you. Do you remember my friend Kate? She lives next door to me. That's how we met. We're neighbors. And, well, over the years, we've gotten to be friends. But I was surprised when Kate asked me to go with her to the lake. Have you ever been to a lake? It's a place full of water. It's like an ocean, but smaller. And the water is usually not salty. It's fresh water. The name of this lake is Lake Vanier. Kate asked me this in a text message. The text she wrote me said, "My parents have a lake house at Lake Vanier. They're going to be there this weekend for their 50th wedding anniversary. Do you want to come?" I was surprised. Like I said, Kate had never asked me to do anything like that before. I wondered why she was asking me. Then I felt really good, because, well, that means Kate likes me and trusts me. And I thought it would probably be fun. I would get to meet Kate's parents. I wondered what they were like. And I would get to celebrate a 50th wedding anniversary. I'd never been to a 50th wedding anniversary before. I would get to see Lake Vanier. I'd never been to Lake Vanier before. I decided to reply to her text, saying I would like to come. Then I remembered my dog, Shelby. I couldn't leave her alone. So when I wrote the text, I wrote, "Hi, Kate. I'd love to come as long as I can bring my dog." As soon as I sent that message, I felt a little worried that she would say no. But, in fact, she responded in just 2 or 3 minutes, saying Shelby was welcome to come. Yes. On Friday, I came home from work and packed a bag for Shelby and me. I packed Shelby's bed, too, which really smelled like a dog. I was ready to go, but Kate wasn't there yet. I went outside, locked the door, and stood in front of the house. The sky was pink and blue. Birds were singing. It was almost summer, and night was coming soon. Shelby peed in the grass. She sniffed a few places. I wondered what she was smelling. You know, dogs can smell much, much more than people can. It must be a completely different experience for them. As soon as I lost track of my thoughts, Kate drove her red car right up beside my house. She waved and smiled. I waved and smiled back. I could see my reflection in the glass of her car. Kate opened the trunk and I put my things in. I put Shelby's bed on the back seat and put Shelby in her bed. She stood up and looked out the window. We got in the car, Kate started it, and we drove off. Kate was listening to old rock and roll songs, and the song she was listening to was wonderful. I loved it. There were several voices singing in harmony, and the lead singer sometimes screamed. "Who's singing?" I asked. She said she didn't know, but handed her phone to me. "You can see who's singing on there," she said. I looked. It was a group called the Moonglows. "It's a group called the Moonglows," I said. I looked outside the window. The moon was glowing, and I was listening to a song by a band called the Moonglows. I looked back at Shelby to see how she was doing. She was asleep. It took us about an hour to get to Lake Vanier. When the car stopped and the music stopped, it was surprising how quiet it was. I looked out and saw the beautiful moon twice, once in the sky and again on the lake. Except for the white circle of the moon, the lake looked almost black. But the moon was also lighting up a strip of water, a wavy, moving strip. And everywhere, the sounds of bugs could be heard. What a magical place. Kate and I took out our things. "What do you think?" she asked me. "Wow," is all I said. I had just thought the words, "What a magical place," but I didn't feel like repeating them, and I couldn't think of anything else to say, so I was just quiet. I think I felt a little bit nervous. So Kate and I carried our bags and went with Shelby into the house. Inside, it smelled very good. It smelled like food. I wondered what it smelled like to Shelby. And then I saw Kate's parents. I told them my name was Carl, and they told me their names. Their names were Jesus and Matab. Jesus was wearing an apron and was making pizza. He was cooking from scratch. "Welcome to the lake house, Carl," he said. I told them, "Congratulations on 50 years of marriage." They looked at each other and smiled when I said that. They were very friendly people, I could tell. I felt comfortable. Then Kate's mom, Matab, said she was going to let their dog out. I didn't know they had a dog, and really hoped Shelby wouldn't be scared of it. Matab went into the next room, and a dog came out of it. The dog was very energetic. It ran into the kitchen. Matab said, "This is Wally. He's a little crazy, but he'll calm down soon." Wally jumped on me. I didn't know what to do. I smiled. "Don't jump," said Matab. Jesus turned towards us, away from the stove. "Down, Wally," he said. Wally did not do what they said. He quickly noticed Shelby, who was hiding behind me, and thank God her tail was wagging, and she wasn't barking. They sniffed each other's butts. "Your dog is calm," said Matab. "Shelby's a good dog," said Kate, "and Carl knows a lot about dog training." Do I? I thought. I didn't think I did. But after seeing Wally, I thought, maybe I know more than I thought I did about dog training. Well, we had a nice dinner together. We ate pizza. We drank iced tea. The iced tea had an interesting flavor. I asked what it was and found that it was rose. Wow, I'd never tried rose-flavored tea before, but it was really good. After dinner, Jesus poured everyone a glass of tequila. Tequila's good after pizza, he said. He was right. After dinner, we went outside to look at the lake. It was a beautiful night. It was very quiet, and the moon was still glowing over the water. That's my darling, Jesus said. I didn't understand what he meant by that. I looked out at the lake, trying to see what he might be talking about. And I saw a strange shape, something big and dark, leaping out of the water. Something horrible. What was that? I shouted. Jesus responded, it's just the moon, Carl, and my darling, Mahtab. Her name means moonlight in Persian. My darling is my Mahtab, my moonlight. No one else had seen the strange shape out in the water, but everybody was tired. Kate said, I'll show you your room, Carl. Jesus and Mahtab stayed out by the lake while Kate showed me the room. I had my own small bed in a little room with a lamp and a window with a view of the lake. I could see the moon out the window. I looked down at the lake, and I remembered the strange shape I had seen, and closed the curtains and went to sleep. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening to this episode of Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. This is part one of a four-part story about the lake house. Keep listening. I think you'll enjoy it. Thank you.